WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke should leave Wisconsin this morning. After that, get ready for the hottest weather of the summer. Meteorologist Mace Michaels predicts humid highs in the 90s all week long.
Gradually, southerly winds will push the smoke back northward, but that southerly wind is what will warm our temperatures up. It's going to be a week of lots of heat, some humidity, and minimal chances for showers and storms. Hottest days, Wednesday, Thursday. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
New bipartisan efforts to address clean water issues in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers used his weekly radio address to point out compromises he found with Republican lawmakers in regards to water quality. The state's next two-year budget will include $125 million for cleanup and prevention surrounding PFAS or forever chemicals.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that every Wisconsinite has access to clean, safe water, no matter whether it's for drinking in our homes and schools, for our crops or livestock, or our natural waters for hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation.
The budget will also include a provision to help Wisconsinites replace contaminated wells. Municipal flood control and targeted runoff management will receive support as well. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are considering how to respond to Governor Evers' most controversial line item veto. The Democratic governor used his authority to increase education spending for 402 years. Republican lawmakers might sue to limit future line item vetoes. They might draft a constitutional amendment. Former Governor Tommy Thompson says he supports the line item veto, but that Evers made a poor choice in this case.
I think it's sort of a Pyrrhic victory, because what he's done, he's put a tax on the property taxpayers, because the legislature doesn't have to appropriate any money, and they probably won't, so the property taxpayer now is going to be on the hook for all this increased spending that schools are going to do out for 400 years.
Thompson is this week's guest on Newsmakers on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Republicans are changing their tune about early voting. The GOP is launching an effort called Bank Your Vote. Party leaders raised doubts about the security and validity of early ballots for several years now. But all of Wisconsin's Republican congressional delegation are backing the campaign. The Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, kicked off its annual air venture in Oshkosh yesterday. The event is expected to bring more than 500,000 visitors to the Fox Valley. The week-long festivities are expected to bring 10,000 flyers and will include air shows, workshops, demos, and more. Experts at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh believe the event could have an economic impact of $200 million. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. And this is Civic Media News.
For news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Following the arrest of 22-year-old teacher Rachel Goodall for second-degree sexual assault of a child, the family of the ninth grader involved is calling for an investigation into the school board and superintendent in Oak Creek. Prosecutors in Milwaukee say Goodall had an inappropriate relationship with the student and at one point had sex with that student in a classroom. This is the second such incident involving an Oak Creek teacher. Racist threats and vandalism is leading to a couple of years in prison for a West Allis man. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division worked together on the case against 45-year-old William McDonald. McDonald vandalized vehicles and property, left threatening notes filled with racial slurs, and demanded that the victims leave a neighborhood. For news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Christian Yelich with a walk-off hit for a Brewers win. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had struggled again offensively, but in the bottom of the ninth, with two men on, Christian Yelich was up next at bat.
Ground ball right side, base hit, F.C. Perkins. Here comes Fraley. It's over! Christian Yelich and the Brew crew walk it off against the Reds.
Jeff Levering, Valley Sports Wisconsin. The Brewers beat the Reds 3-2 in front of 29,000 fans. Sal Frelick had a solo home run, becoming the first Brewers rookie to have five hits and a home run in his first three games. The last player to do that, Paul Molitor, in 1978. Jesse Winker has struggled at the plate, but was able to help the team with a single as a pinch hitter in the ninth. Winker says that Craig Counsell and bench coach Pat Murphy told him about his new role with the team.
You know, Counsell Murph communicated to me the situation, and I was ready for it. I was ready for it physically and mentally, and I was just happy to, you know, just hit it hard somewhere.
Counsell on the crew leaving 14 base runners stranded last night.
Yeah, it was frustrating, certainly, you know, with just leaving some opportunities out there, and, you know, Yelly, you know, got a ground ball through. You know, obviously, Wink had a really nice at bat to, you know, get a runner in scoring position, and a good offensive inning, really.
Game two of the series, 7-10 tonight. Corbin Burns against the Reds rookie Andrew Abbott. NBA, tragic news for the family of Bucks new head coach Adrian Griffin, as the father of his two-year-old grandson, Jace, found the child unresponsive in their home, later pronounced dead. No foul play suspected, but an investigation continues. The coach releasing a statement saying the loss of the child will be felt forever. NFL, the Packers CEO Mark Murphy delivering the team's numbers at the shareholders meeting and unveiled the new stadium score boards. Murphy asked how long does he think it's going to take before they know if quarterback Jordan Love will be able to make it in the NFL.
I'd say at least half a season to know.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. It's sounding like it's going to get hot here.
But it's not anything we can't handle. It's only going to be for a couple of days. But again, I was talking with my son on yesterday in Phoenix. And, man, they're melting. Man, the people are melting in Phoenix. You know, man, and I just got off the phone talking to a buddy down in Florida. And, you know, his son, he's a former pro football player, and his son plays football. And I was asking him, how are they handling it? That football practice is starting. He said they're getting up very early in the morning, and they have to get their football practice in really early. And they're on artificial turf, and it's kind of like being on asphalt. Man, who wants to live like that, man? Warm weather is okay, but, man, who wants to live like that? I don't know if that's, man, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to live like that. Florida might not have the higher temperature than Phoenix, but I feel like Florida would be worse with the humidity.
Right? Yeah. And he was just telling me they're not getting the rain that they normally get, and they're just suffering. Well, that's considered a paradise. And, you know, if you want that kind of paradise, man, you gotta kind of suffer and pay the price. But when most of these folk who are in our listening audience are with us, because they're still here in the state, right? I mean, they certainly have relatives down south, but they haven't gone. Hey, Calvin, let me ask you something, man. You go to the movies a lot?
No, maybe like two or three times a year at most.
I don't think I've been to a movie in years. And, I mean, you don't have to go to the movie anymore. Because they've got some things out here, man. Well, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but on some some of these, what do you call the things, man? You buy
streaming services?
Yeah, streaming services. Are those legal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and you can see the new movies.
Well, I don't know about those ones.
Oh,
if they're in the theaters, they might not be.
Might not be legal, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a grizzled old guy and all this new technology. But, man, I haven't been in a movie theater. Man, I don't know, 5 years? And so, you know, whatever it is you want to see, you can see it. And maybe there's something still about going to a movie that's appealing. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I enjoy going to the movies. I don't, like, I would never go see, like, a comedy at the movie theater. Like, that doesn't add much to the experience. So,
go ahead.
Like, a big, like, sci-fi blockbuster or something like that with, like, the surround sound and the big screen. Like, it's definitely adds to the experience.
So, are you saying to me, let's see if we got this right. Calvin, let's see, what time is it? It's 8:10, July 25th, 2023. You talk about blockbuster movies. You're not going to see Barbie?
No, I probably won't go see that one.
What is this, man? I don't know, man. You know, and look, I'm not a woman. I'm not, you know. And maybe there's something about it that's appealing to women, right? But what? They're claiming this is a blockbuster movie. Barbie?
I don't know. I'm hearing.
You're hearing what?
That it's a pretty good, actually.
Barbie's a pretty good movie. Some person comes up with, you know, it's almost like they've run out of things to create. And, you know, when somebody comes into, you know, the movie moguls and says, hey, I got a great idea for a new movie. And the guy says, oh, you do? What is it? Let's do a Barbie movie. Oh, man. Well, certainly they've done a great job of marketing, right?
Yeah, well, I think Barbie's kind of one of those, like, iconic American brands that's kind of persisted. I don't know exactly when they came out.
Hey, Calvin. Barbie is an iconic.
I mean, it definitely is. Like, kids have been playing with Barbies since forever.
So I don't disagree with you. But, you know, the movie Barbie. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I wonder if there's anybody in the audience who has gone and seen Barbie. Or maybe grandmothers will take their granddaughters and those kinds of things and all of those kind of things. But they're talking like this is going to be the number one movie of the year. And now Oppenheimer, then a movie like that, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to wait until it's, you know, on streaming. But I don't get it, man. You know. What is there about Barbie that you can create a 2-hour movie?
I think this is one of those things, Earl, that it's just not for you, really.
Okay. Hey, you got that right. 100% right. You know, and so I read a lot of different things, man. But I don't know anything at all about Barbie because I refuse to even look into that, right? I haven't read not one sentence on the Barbie movie. And, I don't know what to say other than.
Well, we might be getting some conservative callers in opposition to the Barbie movie. Apparently, it's.
What are they opposed to the Barbie movie?
Apparently, it's man-hating propaganda.
wait a minute, man. See, that's why I haven't read anything about it. Man-hating propaganda.
Yeah, it's part of the Hollywood woke agenda.
Oh. 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 So I guess that's the reason why I haven't read one sentence about Barbie and probably won't be seeing that with the life that I have left. I'll find something.
Available. Yeah, no, I probably won't see it. So.
Oh. Okay, man. Anyway, Barbie. This is a story, man, that I've had on the radar for about a week or more, man, that I wanted to talk about, man. It kind of made me stop and you know, people see the world in a different lens, all of us, and you sometimes wonder, you know, here's a story that's kind of Earl Ingram show kind of story. And it's, I quit stripping for a normal job. Wait. Yeah, you heard it right. I quit stripping for a normal job. No, it's not that there's no other news, because I got, you know, I got my regular allotment of other things. But I was, you know, I was kind of drawn to this story, man. It's been around for a week or two. I've had it. You know, and it's a young lady, clearly young, right? And so she got into the stripping life. And apparently stripping makes a lot of money. I don't know. You know, Calvin, you...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know, but oh. They say they, apparently, I don't know.
Okay, so this young lady had been stripping for 3 years, living a good life, but she got to a point where she, and I got to figure she had to be pretty young, right? I mean.
Well, you never know, but yeah, probably.
Well, but anyway. But she did this for about 3 years. She's living pretty decently. She says she didn't have to want for anything. She loved the glitz and glam, the music, you know, being on stage, the travel, being her own boss, you know, making a lot of money. And so she saw this apparently in those early years, and somewhere in the recesses of her mind, she probably said, hey, this is not right, you know, as she aged a little bit. This is not right. My parents probably would not want me to do that. And now what would CJ know about stripping? Oh, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he did little male stripping. What was the name of those guys that they used to have? That's long before you were born, man. I don't know. But we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's kind of like, it wasn't cheesecake guy. I don't know. Beef. I don't know. Whatever it was. But that was about the time CJ was young. Maybe he did some stripping. 844-967-2789. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Right. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with a high of 89. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 69. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely, 86. Mainly clear skies Thursday with highs around 91. 90, chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Calvin, you said somebody text the name of the guys that used to dance. What are they called?
The Chippendale Dancers.
The Chippendale Dancers with CJ out front. Can you imagine that? So I'm talking. This young lady is saying she decided to quit stripping because it was, wait a minute, is this the Oprah Winfrey Show? Oh, I can't be doing too much of this. But let me just get this in quickly because this is just not my cup of tea. I decided to quit stripping because it was starting to take a toll on my mental health. But what made me want to talk about this story is this. Listen to this. In the industry, I was exposed to a side of people that they don't show to others. People were drunk and sometimes on substances. I don't drink or take different substances, so I started to feel drained being around customers who were constantly drunk. But let me get into the meat of why I wanted to give this story to you. I've done different jobs, hospitality jobs, waitressing, and being a receptionist before. I don't think that they are bad jobs, but I need to make enough money to eat and pay the bills. For me, those jobs are not the most rewarding, and the salary is generally not that great when you think of everything that you have to handle. So I decided to look for personal assistant and executive assistant roles, and I found that the average salary was $25,000 to $30,000 a year for every stressful role that'll probably cause burnout. When you live in a city like London, England, where everything is expensive, it's a joke. I paid $11.60 for olive oil the other day. While looking at job descriptions for these roles, I read working hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at our head office, and some flexibility with working hours is essential, and overtime will be required occasionally. The fact that I was expecting to work overtime for a salary that'll barely amount to $2,587 a month was shocking to me. I know that working a job like this will cause me to be stressed and anxious. Financially, it's difficult to live on a salary like that in big cities. I even saw nanny jobs that paid more than executive roles like that, and they came with better perks. Last thing, no one talks about the pride that comes with adjusting to a normal job, too. Strippers are used to being paid a certain amount of money for our time. Trying to go back to a very demanding job and getting paid for a whole day for what we can get in 15 minutes is really disturbing. Stripping really makes you understand how valuable your time is. When I was earning that kind of money, I was able to live the life I wanted to and not really worry about spending. Adjusting to a normal job put me in a box. I will have to budget every month and not be able to afford certain things. Having to constantly answer to a manager or a director will mean that I'll also lose my freedom. So, young girl who has not gotten an education, and she doesn't like the fact that the jobs that she's going to be offered without having, you know, an education aren't going to be ones that are paying her well. Instead of even thinking that, hey, maybe I need to go to college, she's going back to stripping. Something wrong with that kind of thinking, but there are a lot of people and young ladies, unfortunately, who are caught up in that kind of a system. That's a part of this nation that we should do a better job of monitoring and not allowing young ladies to get trapped in, and we need to do a better job of controlling it. CJ, quickly.
Well, Earl, you changed subjects on me. But,
well, how did I change subjects? What did I change subjects on, man?
Well, by the time I got to the phone, you were started talking about Barbie.
Okay, we can talk about Barbie movie, man. Go ahead.
But then you went into the...
Okay, go ahead. What about Barbie? What do you want to say about Barbie, man? How many Barbies do you own?
Well, first off, about the strippers, I did make a little extra money when the deer hunters went away and all the ladies were still around.
Okay, so...
I did make a little extra money.
So how many Barbies do you own? Oh, go ahead.
Well, the Barbie movie cost $145 million, and I probably will see it because I got four adult daughters, and but you know, as far as a blockbuster goes, one that costs 14.5 to make, 14.5 million, The Sound of Freedom has grossed over $100 million, and I don't know if you've seen that movie, but
I haven't.
A powerful movie. And you need to see it, Earl.
So what is that? What is it about, man? Quickly.
It's about human trafficking and how our United States has turned its head and not done enough about
it. So let me say this to you, man. When you talk about human trafficking, you have to talk about the fact that in this nation we allow the conversation I was just having about the young lady stripping. You know, we allow that kind of thing in this nation. And I think there's something wrong with all that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A new scientific report lays part of the blame for global heat waves on human-induced climate change as a searing heat in the Southwest spreads out. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore.
We're talking about places like St. Louis, Kansas City, down into Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, getting up into the mid-90s as we work our way into tomorrow. And Phoenix is still baking, so we haven't broken that heat yet.
The White House scolding Texas Governor Greg Abbott for ignoring an order to remove a floating barrier aimed at stopping migrants from crossing the Rio Grande. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
What you see the governor doing is dangerous and unlawful. And it's actually hurting the process. It's hurting the process of what we're trying to do.
UPS contract with union drivers expires a week from today. Jason Miller at Michigan State's Business School.
There's been some projections that if there were a prolonged strike, UPS could lose about 30% of its volume diverted to other players.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Humidity will join the smoke and creating adverse conditions for some. The air quality warning for our area runs through noon. That's for the smoke from Canada. Milwaukee's new sales tax has led to the suspension of plans for a new 25-story apartment building on the east side. A Madison-based developer cited the tax's impact on increased cost and the rising interest rates, making borrowing for the project more expensive. A local developer is experiencing rapid growth in its co-working office ventures within Waukesha County, preparing to launch three new locations soon. Among them, the former Boston Store Furniture Gallery building in Brookfield is undergoing a transformation into a co-working space with about 300 workstations, along with meeting rooms and event facilities. For news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the...
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back for thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, dig up all the teachers.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Ron DeSantis, what does Trump call him? Ron DeSanctimonious or something like that? You know, all of this brass talk about Ron DeSantis and what he was going to be, and he was going to be the guy that the Republicans could push, and he was going to lead the Republican Party, and he was going to take back the presidency. Well, guess what? Ron DeSanctimonious is starting to look like another guy, you know, back in 2016. Young upstart governor, Republican governor, who clearly had a lot of folk, conservatives, talking about how great he was and all these different ideas that he had, and he was going to be the bearer of conservatism for some time to come. This guy was, you know, a lightweight by any stretch of the imagination, but Republicans thought this was the guy. And he certainly spoke about conservative ideas, and, you know, he wasn't the brightest guy, but he clearly was able to lead people to believe that conservatism was the way forward for this nation. You might remember this guy. He was from Wisconsin. His name was Scott Walker. And Scott Walker was riding a crescendo as in 2016, as, you know, after what he had done in the state of Wisconsin with Act 10, and he stood up against supposedly the booger bears and the people who were pushing back and fighting against him. And Scott Walker clearly led people to believe that he was the answer. And then he got into a debate with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump absolutely exposed him for being a lightweight and a guy who really was just playing a game. And so if Donald Trump is able to undress someone politically, you got to be a pretty weak person, because that's what he did, and he kind of beat up on Scott Walker, and Scott Walker took his ball and went home. Right now, in polling in Florida, Donald Trump is 44 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, in DeSantis's own state. You know, I heard people talking about Ron DeSantis, you know, months ago, and everything that Ron DeSantis himself wasn't thinking about running for president, but because of the things that he was doing down in Florida, and there were people who talked him into running for the presidency, or for the Republican nomination for the presidency. And so I remember months back, and everything was Ron DeSantis is the guy, and they put money in it, and they were pushing Ron DeSantis. They, at that time, Republicans did not want to see Donald Trump. Many of them, they had said they had gone beyond Donald Trump. And, you know, it was time to move on. And Ron DeSantis was that guy. Well, I can tell you, Ron DeSantis is no longer that guy. And he is suffering the same thing that Scott Walker suffered, with a lightweight person who really had no understanding and no ideas but was able to mislead people to thinking he was a strong person with ideas that would lead this nation into the future. Well, you know, Ron DeSantis has been humiliated. And it hasn't been long. 8 years ago this summer, Scott Walker was the hottest commodity in GOP politics. Maybe some of you don't remember, but I do. The recently reelected governor of Wisconsin had joined the 2016 presidential field with a splashy announcement that drew the National Press Corps to an exposition center amid the suburban sprawl of what was then a reliably Republican county. Walker went live that night with Sean Hannity on Fox News, attacking lame ideas from the left, such as the minimum wage. Hey, lame ideas, minimum wage. The next morning, images of the 47-year-old career politician plunging into a crowd of seemingly enthusiastic supporters were splashed across the front page of the nation's newspapers. As the New York Times reported that Scott Walker would cast himself as a cultural conservative who would defend the unborn, the Americans who oppose same-sex marriage or on religious grounds, and more broadly, the conservative and traditional citizens who feel under attack from what they consider coastal elites. Sounds familiar. Because Ron DeSantis has been using the same playbook. Republican operatives assured reporters that Wisconsinites had what it took to grab the GOP nod and take back the White House from then President Barack Obama and the Democrats. Now, something has happened to Ron the sanctimonious along the way. The culture wars that he's hung his hat on and has spent an inordinate amount of time on, that he and others believe were going to catapult him to the top of the conservatives' list. And I guess, you know, at that time, with all the things that were happening that then, you know, former President Donald Trump, you kind of thought that there was no way Donald Trump was going to be able to survive those things. The amazing thing about Donald Trump is that he does have 9 lives. And even those of us who thought it not possible, I don't think Donald Trump started running again almost a year ago. He threw his hat in the ring almost a year ago, saying he was going to run again to become the nominee, Republican nominee for President of the United States. And even when he said that a year ago, I thought, man, this cat is nuts. There's no way that anybody is going to vote for this guy again. And here we are. He's destroying Ron the Sanctimonious by 44 percentage points in Florida. Man, in Florida, in Ron DeSantis' hometown, Donald Trump, a transplant from New York, is wiping the floor with Ron DeSantis. It's only a matter of time before DeSantis finally decides that he'll do the same thing that Scott Walker did. He's going to do the electric slide, and he's going to make a decision to pull out. Defeated for re-election in 2018, Scott Walker is giving some advice to Ron DeSanctimonious. And, you know, if you Ron DeSanctimonious, and you have to rely on Scott Walker's advice, hey, you know, you're not doing well. Defeated for re-election in 2018, Walker is now in the business of giving vapid advice to losing political candidates. What? Hey, Calvin, Scott Walker's in the business of giving advice to losing political candidates. Some people can make money doing anything. How come I can't do that? Man, he's in the business of giving advice to losing political candidates, and you know he's not doing that for free.
I guess I'm a little confused. What's the advice on how to lose better? His presidential campaign wasn't a glowing success.
He even has a tip for DeSantis. Light a fire with primary and caucus voters with some really bold ideas. Okay. Walker doesn't have an actual plan for DeSantis. Okay. But he's in the business of giving people ideas. But he doesn't really have an actual plan. Just a word salad of political happy talk. The failed governor turned presidential candidate of 2015 says the failed governor turned presidential candidate of 2023 needs to be lean. And at the same time, he needs to go bold. Man, wait a minute. You're going to get paid for that advice? Maybe I should get in that kind of business, man. I think I could do a better job and be a lot cheaper than what Scott Walker is going to be charging. While Walker's practical advice is trite, what candidate doesn't want to be lean, go bold? He's right about this area of expertise. Few Republicans know much about getting beaten to a political pulp by Trump as Scott Walker, but DeSantis is rapidly accumulating his own firsthand knowledge of how to tank a campaign for the Republican presidential nod. So Ron DeSantis' campaign is all but done before he even gets a chance to get started. I don't know how that must feel. People put all that money out there for you, thinking that you are somebody special, that you have something of value to say. And I thought people vet these people, Calvin, before they say, okay, I think you should run. I mean, if you're going to put those kind of millions of dollars, wouldn't you think they would vet the person?
Well, yeah, you would think. But if he was governor of Florida, and Florida is apparently an amazing place, so that's good enough for that.
Apparently, maybe that's what it is. But Florida is an amazing place, not because Ron DeSantis is the governor.
Oh, yes. I was being facetious. I don't think Florida is an amazing place.
All right. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies.
Teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
Teach the children,
teach the babies. They're the one who's coming out.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 69. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 86. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, do you remember? Now, you pretty young guy back then. You remember something called the War on Terror?
Yeah, no, I know of it. It's a little bit before my time.
Yeah. Man, that's really, man, it seems like yesterday, 2004, the War on Terror was coined by then President George W. Bush when the World Trade Towers were brought down and the Pentagon and all of those things that went on. And so we haven't heard much about the War on Terror since. And I don't know if Americans knew that the War on Terror is still underway. America is still fighting the War on Terror. Part of what is taking place and why there are migrants that are at the border is because of our continued involvement in these areas. We're at war. And so we've destabilized places like Pakistan. And it was Afghanistan. And Iraq. And all sorts of other places in Central America under the guise of the War on Terror. And so because of that, people are displaced. They are displaced because they're leaving their countries because they're war-torn. We keep asking the questions, why are these people at the border? At the root of it is our policies. We are in their nations. Excuse me. And under the guise of the War on Terror, we are causing terrorism in their countries, and they are fleeing for safety. And the only place that they can go to where there's some semblance of safety is our nation. Take my word for it. Look it up. The war on terror continues. The amount of money that we've spent and continue to spend. You know, sometimes we think that because we don't have troops in these areas, Syria and other places, just because we don't have troops in those lands, that we're not destabilizing those nations. We have drones. And drones are doing a hell of a job on terrifying the people of those regions. And so the more people, Libya, Egypt, Palestine, Pakistan, we're there. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hi, Earl, how are you?
Do you remember the war on terror?
Oh, all too well. I was just going to quick point out that, you know, with Iran, Iraq, all Afghanistan, all these places, especially the war in Iraq, and we're going to even go to the point of Mexico, where Trump locked up all the kids and separated the families and all that. What we did there is we created more terrorists in Iraq. Iraq, the Muslims are a very family-oriented group of people, and they take care of their families. So what did we do? We went over there, blew up their whole cities and everything. Their men could not get jobs now to support their families. Everything just went to heck over there. So, of course, they're going to be mad, and of course we're going to have more terrorists because we destroyed their lives. And just like I said with Mexico, with all those children we separated and we can't find their families and stuff, do you not think those kids are not going to grow up to be hateful towards us? And the mess we've created now because of that.
You know, Tom, our policies that we are not aware of in this nation are the reasons why we have to continue to spend $1 trillion a year on military. And people think that we're doing that because we're concerned about Russia and China. But no, it's our offensive things that we are doing, offensive things that we're doing in other parts of the world. If you looked at what we're doing in Africa and the drones, when you have the drone capability that America has, you don't have to send any troops. And you can be as deadly as you could, as you would even if you send troops. So we are involved and engaged in all these areas. And people just do not understand. It's not getting any better. But when you see all those people at the border, you should understand that there's a reason why they're there. They're not there solely because they want to come to America and live the great life here. They would much rather stay where they are in their homelands. People don't travel across the desert on foot with nothing, but their homelands are more dangerous. We have helped make it that way. And as Americans, I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't know the history and the truth of what is taking place. Look, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic.